I'm sure, to some extent. But as an organization, the main risks would be if you had workforce gaps where you would have to hire emergency personnel, which I don't believe has been the case yet, thankfully. Hopefully it won't happen. And then supply, we've seen some supply chain disruptions. So that's also disclosed where, and this is actually hitting more now than it was in April, where factories aren't producing some equipment, supplies, parts, those kinds of things, or it's harder to get them here because of shipping delays and the volume of electronic commerce that is happening. So just be aware of that, that we are seeing some uptick in prices and we are seeing some delays in manufacturing. So that may impact if you have a project or if you have a repair that needs to get done, it may impact your access to those materials. Otherwise, you really aren't, at this point, to my knowledge, eligible for a lot of CARES Act funding or anything like that. So there haven't been any major changes there. And we do have a disclosure regarding the outbreak in the statements, which is standard for all businesses right now, are including something about that because of workforce and supply chain at the minimum. Otherwise, I'm happy to answer any other questions that you may have, but I just wanna thank your team there as usual, excellent to work with them. It's always a pleasure and they call me whenever there's an issue throughout the year and that makes things a lot easier on the back end because there aren't any surprises when we come in to do the audit. So I'll stop there. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Yep. Any questions from the board? Dave. Joy, I have one if nobody else does. When I read your recommendation about keeping some kind of an inventory log, what that can go to ad infinitum, so to speak. What was your thought process when you said, are you looking at a level above a certain amount? What's your criteria in your mind that you were thinking of at the time?
Well, I actually, it doesn't much matter to me. A lot of people have an inventory policy they follow. I think for any significant dollar amount items, it does make sense to have them in an inventory count, and what that threshold is probably depends on you as a board and what you feel comfortable with. I see, you know, $1,000, $5,000. I also see policies that categorize inventory by type. So they don't track an inventory for the shovels and the gloves and the helmets, but they do for anything. They might have a bolt or a nut or a screw on there that's not worth as much as a helmet, but it's something that might go actually into service, into plant. So it might be a difference between, there might be some threshold in terms of dollar amount, but there also might be a determination on an inventory side about, you know, we're not gonna try to inventory all the supplies. That's too much of a burden for our teams. One of my utilities inventories all of everything, and then they only put on their books certain things because they have shovels that go missing all of the time and they don't want their employees to take them home. So I guess it kind of just depends on your preference. I think it's a little bit harder for your employees to take inventory supplies home. So I don't think you probably have that as an issue, just given your size and your culture. But certainly some utilities do micromanage their supplies and materials inventory, but typically you only capitalize over a certain threshold and only something that would actually be part of the plant itself, not something like a supply or a, you know, gloves or masks or, you know, shovels or rakes. Those kinds of things are just supplies. Inventory are typically things that ultimately could be used to create or build or repair an asset.
Okay. Thank you. Other thoughts, other comments or thoughts from the board? Okay, thank you. With that, Sharon, there's a motion on the table. Would you call roll, please?
I will. Prysunka?
Yes.
Bynum?
Yes.
Robertson?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes, Craig.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Joy and her team and
always a pleasure to work with you guys, and also recognize Kay for her hard work, and she's a lot of the reason why things are always good. We have our audits, so I think we're done, Joy. And appreciate you guys calling in. Timing was perfect, and thank you to you and your team.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Joy. Okay. With that, it's about 20 after 10. Before I move to the next item there, should we go ahead and take a 15-minute break and come back at about, let me see what time I got, about, let's do it about 10:35 if we can.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
I just faced it. It was just stupid on my part.
Are you on?
Yes, we are, Mr. Chair. I just started the recorder up.
All righty. Thank you. I'd like to recycle back to the last part in the motion on the organizational statements, if we could. There was two parts of that. One that Tor had a thought on this of making a change. And Robert, could you bring those back up if you could, please, on the screen?
I think they're up, Mr. Chair.
I didn't see that.
Suggested ones up there. There's some suggested ones on the screen right now.
Okay. And I believe, did you have any other, or Tor and Robert here have been also working with it. They had some other thoughts.
So, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Go ahead, Trey.
I just wanted to fill in because we had a couple of new folks come back in and join us. Cliff's on and Carl's back on. I just wanted to let them know that we're circling back to the strategic plan on page number 33. And we temporarily tabled the last motion there that had to do with the organizational statements. And right now we're going to circle back to those. We wanted to give folks a little time to do some wordsmithing. Then we're going to, so they'll be proposing a couple of minor changes to that. The two previous motions have already been approved. Back to you.
Yep. And there were two thoughts on that. Does the first what's the thoughts in the board on these items?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is Torin Petersburg. Yeah, I think Robert Larson here. We were chatting during the break, and one of his thoughts was that we don't want to limit ourselves in the future. You know, my intent was that we are looking towards moving towards renewable. And if that is our, you know, if that is where we end up moving, that's a good thing. And if that's our intention, good. But if we kind of box ourselves in by saying we can only do renewable, not knowing what the future looks like, maybe that's not the smartest thing. So his one thought was just adding, and what we aspire to become, he was just thinking of adding two words. I think the trusted provider for all the wholesale energy. So all wholesale energy and energy related services that our members require. So just basically making the commitment that we're trying to provide, move towards creating, you know, all the energy that communities need, with the thought that if we can, it'd be renewable, but we don't want to box ourselves out of any other opportunity.
Chair, Jeremy, I have a comment here as well.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Tor, for that input. I think it's valuable for some of the additional words you're adding in there. But I did want to make a comment that, you know, as things change moving forward into the future, we always have an opportunity to come back and make additions or changes to our goals and our statements here as far as who we are and what we do. as a conditions change. So I just want to make a point that that is something we can come back and address in a future time when things are changing.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, one comment. If we're looking at the second one down there that says the trusted wholesale provider, I think that's still kind of getting back to Lisa's point. I think we already are that. We're already the trusted wholesale provider for energy and energy related services. Maybe we want to characterize that in a different way.
Mr. Chair,
this is Torin Peters.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I like Carl's language that he provided for what we aspire to become. And I unfortunately was not able to work during the break on scribing some or penning some additional language. But I like what Carl suggested, and I'd be interested to hear what the staff has to say.
Leading regional developer of additional renewable energy and energy related services as required by member communities. I like it. I think it's good.
Okay. How about the rest of the board? Thoughts on from the rest of the board on the language?
This is Bob and Ketchikan. I agree with Carl's statement okay. there.
Thank you.
I think it fits us well.
In order to address Tor's statement, though, as far as the specificity to renewable, did we want to put the leading regional developer of additional energy resources and energy-related services?
Yeah, that worked.
That way we don't box yourself in necessarily if for some reason the board wanted to say, hey, you know, we want you to go SEPA to go build a diesel or whatever. I'm just throwing that out as an example, but.
That's a good change, Trey.
Yep. I'm seeing nods around the room here also.
And Mr. Chair, this is Tor again. I think the last question I have is our long-term outlook, are we trying to continue to increase SEPA's output and provide all the energy of the communities? Or are we just, it seems that's the direction we're going. I was just wondering if we want to incorporate that or if that's what other people are thinking as well.
Mr. Chair, I'll jump in there on that one a little bit.
Go ahead, Trey.
Thank you. So I guess I would just say that member utilities, for the most part, have their own generation assets, whether they're hydro or a combination of hydro and diesel or just diesel. So I don't think we'll ever be providing all of the resources because they're required to have some of those resources as backup. So anyway, just my comment to that.
Okay, there was somebody else was trying to talk at the same time. Is there another thought there? Hearing none, I'm coming back to Lisa. Are you satisfied with the change that's been made here?
I like it.
Okay. Any other thoughts on it, or are we to the point that we can accept this?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead, Bob.
I move to amend with the language developed by Carl, the leading regional developer of additional energy resources and energy-related services as required by the member community.
Second, Stephen Randall.
Okay. Okay, thank you. It's been the motion now is, and I guess we're at the point then that Sharon, please call the roll on it.
Mr. Chair, if I may, quickly.
Sure, go ahead, Trey.
There's another statement above that. Did we want to include that or not? Because it's for that whole section on organizational statements. That would be what we value, that statement that's above. Has everybody seen that?
Before I before I call the vote on ours, is there any thoughts on Trey's, on the wording on the statement above?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think it makes it more clear, and I like that additional words.
Yeah. Bob, would you like to amend or change your motion to include that?
Yes, I would amend my motion to add the language dependable renewable energy and the statement.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Amendment. Stephen Rangel, I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. I think then we're at the point. Sharon, would you please call the roll on it?
Here, Mr. Chair, we're calling the roll on the motion brought by Sievertson and the second by Prasunka to amend the language that Carl had introduced, the leading regional developer of additional renewable energy resources and energy related services as required by member communities.
And the one, Robert, can you go back to that one you just had up there a second ago?
Yeah.
Also, Mr. Chair and Trey and Sharon, it's very, very hard to hear Sharon. She's very, very light.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify the language that we were voting on right now. And there was a movement to amend by Sievertson, seconded by Prasunka, to the language that Carl suggested initially, saying the leading regional developer of additional renewable energy resources.
Additional energy resources
and energy related services as required by member communities, and also safely providing low cost, dependable, renewable energy and service with efficiency and integrity to our communities through the transparent collaboration of dedicated employees. Does everybody agree that's what we're voting on?
Yes, that is what we're voting on.
Okay. Lynn?
Yes.
Prasunka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Carson?
Yes.
Okay. That motion passes in unanimously. Let's move on. There was another, let me see, I think we got all three there. We're on then back then in item B under new business. Consideration approval of contract and increases to fiscal year 2020 R&R budget for Swan Lake Station Service Switchgear Project. And I think there's a motion on page 86.
Mr. Chair, can I interrupt you just for